In Mexico, as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, there is one victim of the swine flu that may take years to recover: Mexico's customary warmth and friendliness.
Mexicans aren't afraid of getting close. Perfect example, the salutary greeting.
Hi.
Hi, Essie.
They just launch right in, a warm handshake usually followed by a quick kiss on the cheek. Gestures that startle many Americans, especially on first introduction. Sadly, though, the once carefree custom seems to have fallen victim to the outbreak.
Do I shake hands with you? Do I kiss you? What do I do?
I don't promise.
Yeah, like this? Or just in the air?
It's dangerous, no?
It's dangerous?
Possible.
That awkward moment took place when I met Filemon Alonso Miranda. Miranda chronicles the urban experience in his weekly column for the newspaper El Universal. He says pre-virus, the proper Mexican salutation, of course, included the handshake and the kiss, and most popular among men, the backslapping. Miranda stresses what's most important is the close contact. Speaking of rituals, we then engage in what is fast becoming a new one here, the sharing of the liquid hand sanitizer.
Más vale prevenir, ¿no?
Yep, it's better to be safe than sorry.
With our microbes in check, Miranda leads us across the street to the Zócalo, the expansive public square in Mexico City's historic center. It's practically empty. A man slowly twirls the hand crank of a wooden organ music box. In happier times, it usually delivers a pretty peppy tune. The music lends a melancholy score to the city's mood. It's hard to imagine that on Valentine's Day, 40,000 people packed this plaza and easily smashed the world's record for simultaneous kissing. Miranda says he's worried the outbreak may have lasting effects on the Mexican psyche. He says it's already taken its toll on the nation's creative spirit. He asks, where are the colorful protests, the public theatrics that always erupt during adverse times?
Nos preguntamos dónde están los superhéroes, ¿no? O sea, dónde están...
He says by now he thought there would have been a wrestling superhero invented to take on the swine flu. Just then, two guys walk by wearing oversized World War II-era gas masks. Rodrigo Roldán's is lime green and covers his entire face.
A little, what is this mask you're wearing? Where did you get it?
It's for prevention and conformity.
It's hard to hear him through the mask, but he says it's for protection, but also to show off his anger at what he says is the government's inability to protect the citizens. Miranda smiles at the subtle public protest. And as I bid my adieu, or adios, to Miranda, I do a quick handshake, not wanting to repeat that awkward cheek-kissing incident earlier. He steps off the sidewalk to leave, then suddenly turns around and chuckles and asks for one last squirt from my liquid hand sanitizer. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.